Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is September 20th, 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I have again, ladies and gentlemen, it is September 20th, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I have been out of town on investigation, spending time with my family for the last few days, and have waxed reflective and am really going to officially kick off the news and analysis portion of this transmission today, starting in the second and third hour. I want to be calm and focused. Coming up in the second hour, and I want to get into Gardasil and exactly what Gardasil stands for, the fact that we have had a victory, that it has now become a major issue in the presidential campaign, and the establishment's been forced to run a hoax claiming that no one has been damaged by it. They have miscalculated grievously, so we're going to be exposing that as best I can. Also, Democratic Party minions and operatives in the Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, and other publications have been calling for Barack Obama to step down and to not run for re-election so they can put a new puppet in and kind of bamboozle and sucker people into thinking there's going to be change out of the establishment two-party dictatorship. And here's a headline out of the Chicago Tribune, why Obama should withdraw. Here's another one, liberals vow to challenge Obama in Democratic primaries. That's out of the Washington Times. That is all coming up today. Now, Ed Asner is joining us for the balance of the hour coming up after this break. He really needs no introduction. He's the former head of the Screen Actors Guild. Recently, he was one of the big voices in a great movie that was actually very family-friendly, the movie Up. Big fan of that animated Pixar special. But he won't be here joining us today to talk about Hollywood too much, though I might bring up a few of his films that I admire, like, JFK. Wow, what a great role he played in that as a government operative. So Ed Asner's coming up to get into 9/11 truth, to get into Gardasil, vaccines, the two-party dictatorship, and a lot more. He is scheduled to join us for the balance of the hour. And then I need your help in the second hour. I mean, I really need you to listen, pay attention, and take notes on this Gardasil issue. Because I get blindsided all the time. And I was listening to the show Friday when Mike Adams had a medical doctor on, and they were talking about forced inoculations, basically, where they don't need parental consent in California. This bill is now on the desk of the governor to inject the children. They just show them films and brainwash them and say, do you consent? And then basically give the children the deadly Gardasil shot. And the parents, even with very young children, don't have any say in that. This is so evil on so many fronts and really a precedent-setting case. It's all about eugenics and population reduction. So we're going to be going over that in the second hour. But Ed Asner is straight ahead. And we've also got this UN vote coming up with a Palestinian state. And we've got a lot of economic news. Big Sis, you know, she's on telescreens at Walmart telling you spy on your neighbors, and on TV. Now she's on the side of coffee cups.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, to say we have an icon on with us for the balance of the hour today is putting it lightly. He's Ed Asner, a longtime head of the Screen Actors Guild. He, of course, is one of the biggest television stars in history with the Mary Tyler Moore Show and its spinoff, Lou Grant. He also is one of the main voices in my favorite animated film, Pixar's award-winning animated feature Up, which is 100% wholesome. In fact, when I saw it, I was like, wow, no anti-family, anti-liberty globalist messages in this. And of course, he's also working and returning to television as Butcher Hank Gresiak, I think I'm pronouncing it, in Working Class, the first original sitcom on cable channel CMT. And there's no way to really go over all of the long bio of Edward Asner, known as Ed Asner, but he is with us today. He's also very eclectic. You know, the media tries to put him in this box of, just a Hollywood liberal. Well, you know, we're outside the box here. It's not about liberal or conservative. It's about right and wrong. And he knows about the population control program. He's been here and talked about it. You know, he's been fighting and speaking out against the dangers of many vaccines. And of course, he has the courage for many years to talk about 9/11 truth. And he's now put out an amazing little 15-minute piece that we've got linked at Infowars.com with architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, where he talks about the 1,500 plus architects and engineers and the fact that no modern steel building has ever collapsed like they did until the day of 9/11, looking at Building 7. So he joins us here in the next 50 minutes. Mr. Asner, great to have you.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
You know, we were talking right before you went live, and I said, what do you want to get into first? I threw out a few issues, and you said, Alex, you're so eclectic, you just lead. But that's really the same thing I'd say to you. They try to put me in a box. They try to put you in a box. Out of the gates, who is Ed Asner? What have you always really stood for?
Socialism.
Okay, so break that down for us.
Well, we are in such a confused state in this country right now, with the Tea Party leading the Republican intransigence, fighting Obama on anything. They can't tax the rich, that type of crap. If we were back to the taxes of Eisenhower, this country would be in so much better shape. I wonder if all those Republicans out there can remember that. And if we don't start taxing the rich and trying to make up some of this deficit, then we're fools.
Elaborate on that.
Elaborate?
Sure.
Any approach on taxes that you find is that the rich have gotten more and more leniency in terms of acts in Congress of soft pedaling. The offshore companies are not lambasted at all. They have not made any effort at taxing offshore companies to any extent. Their single drive is to cut entitlements, cut your Medicare, cut your Medi-Cal, whatever that may be, to even invade Social Security if they had the guts to, but they had enough of an audience. It's taking it from the middle class and the poor, and that's how they hope to balance. They want to, as Govert Nordquist, that phenomenal dragon who heads the anti-tax groups in this country, said, he wants to reduce government so it's on its knees, so it's starving. Well, I believe in big government. As long as it is not corrupt, as long as the people keep it from being delivering and creating jobs and creating education and, in the present instance, creating health. And 47 million people in this country are now classified as poor or living less than poor. 47 million out of 300 million. That's a shocking, terrible statistic. And if that's what capitalism gives us, then to hell with it.
Now, Ed, again, I admire you because you have exposed the dangers of vaccines and the fact that these companies are given immunity. You have exposed globalist population reduction programs. You have exposed the inside job. It's 9/11. You have a lot of courage. You definitely are a smart guy, obviously, and you believe in what you're saying. But navigating this ice flow, you know, in the good ship USS Republic. Look, I understand that if men were angels and our better selves were helping share the wealth, the knowledge, that does make society better. I understand that in its purest idea, the idea of socialism would be good. But here's the problem. The crony capitalists who are not free market, they actually will lobby for big government programs because they can control and lobby government and end up giving themselves the money and use it to shut down their competition and then exempt themselves. Take General Electric, the head of the president's council, you know, their former head, taking the jobs to China and other places while trying to put regulations in that shut down our jobs. Or take all the other corporate welfare. See, that's my issue is that these social systems, I mean, look at the Soviet Union. Look at any of these other examples. We trade out one group of criminals, and then even if you have well-meaning people up front, they always get thrown out, and a new group of crooks come in. So that's why I believe in local control and then diversity of control, because then you can find a town or a county or a city or a state that is more to your liking, and I just don't see socialism ever working. Now, I don't want to digress into this whole debate. You're certainly correct that right now we have all the socialism for the rich. They take our money, our labor, our infrastructure, amass it. They make themselves exempt. The middle class pays high taxes, but most of the Fortune 100 are 100% exempt, as you know. My issue is then when I hear about a new tax plan, it's not to tax Google or General Electric. It's to tax, the guy down the street making $125,000 a year. Now that's a mouthful, Mr. Asner, but what's your view on it?
Well, my view is that because of a clerk's reading, a Supreme Court clerk's reading in the 1880-something, corporations have been regarded as individuals, and they have gotten a free ride ever since. It's only because of that court clerk's ruling, and all justice has been delivered in terms of viewing corporations in that light. We've got to reach a point where the Supreme Court says the corporations are an individual and they can contribute to political campaigns, and it's regarded as free speech. Well, no one man or group of men can compete with what a corporation can contribute to a campaign, to a candidate.
And corporations live forever and are exempt from the rules that they have more rights than an individual.
Founding fathers, even, there were some of the founding fathers who even spoke of beware, fight the corporations. They were troubled by the power of corporations and wanted to limit them. And it's been a losing battle ever since. We are now at the worst stage of this corporate licentiousness, this corporate freedom.
Corporate fascism.
Yes, exactly. And I would say that the majority of our wars are, Smedley Butler put it best about all of his campaigns in Central America and South America, and the fact that he did it for this bank or that corporation or this one. We've been fighting the corporations ever since, and when will this country and its so-called representatives wake up to realize that the socialism I talk about is a control on obscene profits, a fair tax on profits, and we would not be in the mess we're in now. And above all, Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex certainly didn't last long, did it? Look at the wars we're engaged in. Look at the oil companies that we are enslaved to.
My only issue is that the politicians of the two-party dictatorship, the two twins, are bought and paid for by these interests. And so no matter what you try to do through the government, it only gives them more power.
Exactly.
And so that's my issue, is it's almost like the ring of Mordor, and that's how I see socialism. Yes, there's been philosopher kings that actually spent the largesse and created education and created civilizations, but those are rare, and they almost always, you know, hand over power to someone worse than them and then worse than them, and so it's like the ring of Mordor. I mean, Ed, you know that ring, and they offer it to Gandalf, and he says, no, I'd try to use this for good, and it would only be turned to evil. That's, I mean, don't fire me, Lou. Oh, don't be mad at me, Lou. You know who that is, right, Ted Knight?
Yeah, of course.
Not a very good imitation.
Yeah, well, not bad, I must say. You can only get the duck's ass that he used while he was doing all that. Nailed down pat.
Thank you, Lou. I had to do that, sorry. That's Ted Knight, folks, another actor who I absolutely admire for their skills. Oh, God. Ed Asner's our guest. We're going to come back, get into things we do completely agree on. And again, I see Ed's view. I just don't ever see it being practical because of the nature of men. Let's get into 9/11 truth, vaccines, and a lot. Okay, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to get into the planned destruction of Obama. We told you this would happen in the Obama deception when he had an 85% approval rating, but now the Democrats are getting ready to flush him down the political tubes because they want to give you a new puppet. And on the right, we have Rick Perry to save us. A total theater, but, you know, people are getting wise to these puppets quicker and quicker. So we'll get Ed's view on that coming up in the next segment. Get into Gardasil that I'm doing a big special report on in the next hour and on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Again, legend Ed Asner joins us of films like JFK, TV, Mary Tyler Moore. One of the best films, I think, is he's one of the main voices in the movie Up. Does an incredible job. This is a short segment, Ed, but we're going to come out of break and play a few minutes of the special presentation you did for architects and engineers. But wow, they have really put on an amazing case. What do you think the biggest smoking gun of 9/11 is?
Well, Building 7. Building 7 being brought down without having been damaged to that extent. Now, am I still on?
Yes, sir.
You know, the amazing thing about 9/11 in its totality is that this greatest country in the world with the greatest, strongest defense in the world had this horrendous obscenity done to them on 9/11. So we supposedly had gatekeepers, watchmen protecting us. Why has not one single person been punished for the flaws that occurred in 9/11? I mean, there is no guilty person in America, is there?
They made the Japanese prime minister resign. The heads of Tokyo Electric, heads rolled in Japan. Some people committed suicide over it.
Yeah.
But here they got promoted for standing down, Ed.
Doing a great job, Brownie.
Yeah, FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? I guess they're doing the job they want.
I think that they want to make sure nobody shoots their mouth off. And if eventually they do, then they'll probably end up dead.
Well, that's another good point. Building 7 is for me the big smoking gun. You've done this great presentation that's at the Architects for Engineers, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth site. I mean, just incredible big time architects now. Major skyscraper architects are now going public, as you know.
Yeah, yeah. Physicists, engineers, architects, 1,500 of them. And are these all fools, these highly educated people? They may not be the leading architects in the country, but boy, they sure are aware of the conditions of 9/11.
Well, some of them now in the video interviews I'm seeing are some of the leading architectural engineers and architects in the country. It's just amazing. But I don't have to be an architect or engineer to know that when I see CNN footage of police saying, get back, they're going to bring that building down, and Larry Silverstein says they gave the order to pull it, and I can see blast points going off as it falls at free fall, and then NIST says, no, it wasn't free fall, only controlled demolition can do that, and now they have to admit the building did fall at free fall, Ed.
Listen, I've preached and talked 9/11, and I come across good American burghers and educated people, middle-class people. And when I bring up 9/11, they don't want to know that the emperor has no clothes. They don't want to know that there is no Santa Claus. They don't want to know. They want to believe further in the American myth that we can do no wrong, that we would not do such heinous acts as participate in some way to the destruction that occurred in 9/11.
Well, now we learn that Anwar al-Awlaki, 2 weeks after 9/11, when he was on the most wanted list, number three in al-Qaeda, was meeting secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army, Ed.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's even in Associated Press. Came out a few months ago, but didn't really get any attention. That's pretty suspicious.
Well, do people even wonder why Osama bin Laden was not on the FBI wanted list for 9/11? Do people even realize that?
Every time I mention that, I get emails saying I didn't believe you and went and looked, and they find out it's true. He was never on it. Let's talk about that when we come back. A short break, long segment. We're going to come back from break, play a few minutes of Ed Asner's intro video, Ed Asner on Building 7. And then we're going to go right back to Ed and start breaking down some of the other facets of 9/11, the whole bin Laden fable. Then we're going to look at the two-party dictatorship in America and where Ed sees this country going. Because now even Mayor Bloomberg's talking about riots. Wow, you want to hear the discussions that Ed Asner and I are having during the breaks. Pretty amazing information. I'm going to get his take on Ron Paul with you. I was talking more about Ted Knight, who I just love, especially in Caddyshack. Man. What a comedic talent. We're going to play a short clip of this video. It's like 15 minutes long. It's at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth's website. It's also up on Infowars.com. We posted it last week. I'm going to get it reposted so that everybody can find it easier. 9/11 Families, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, narrated by Ed Asner. Here's just the first minute of it.
Throughout the ages, architects and engineers have designed and built the great structures that have made our world and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Ed Asner. Welcome to Architects and Engineers. Let's look now at modern steel frame buildings. This is the Empire State Building, a marvel of modern architecture. It was built to last. Architects and engineers of today use computers to design and engineer buildings that will endure the forces of nature, such as earthquakes, fires, and hurricanes. This modern skyscraper was also built to last.
Building 7.
We've seen buildings completely destroyed like this before, but
all
only
right.
When done intentionally.
Only when done intentionally. You got to go watch it. Some of the most powerful 9/11 truth information I've ever seen. And we just appreciate Ed Asner having the courage and the will to do what he does, just amazing, and undoubtedly reaching millions of people. Because if we don't expose false flag terror, the military-industrial complex is going to continue to stage these cold-blooded events to completely overthrow our republic. Ed, you were finishing up with Osama bin Laden and the fact that he was never on the most wanted list. And then what did you think of the report that Obama had him killed, and then the Navy SEAL helicopter blows up? Our intel was they blew the SEALs up on the ground. We predicted they'd have a crash with the SEALs on it later. That indeed happened.
Why would they do that?
To get rid of the witnesses, because the report is bin Laden was not in the building.
Really?
And was already dead, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm too busy with 9/11 to pursue that crime.
No, I understand there is too much. Any other points on 9/11 truth that you think are central for people to look at?
I think that, does anybody wonder why there are no black boxes from any of the planes? Has anybody seen the black boxes? Has anybody seen the various TVs that were on in the various stores at the time of the Pentagon, and why all those security cameras product was confiscated? Nobody's seen that. The stench in the cover-up of all the acts that took place on 9/11 are so enormous, people just feel too small and refuse to tumble to the fact that there was complicity in this country in terms of the carrying out. It was not a perfect threading of the needle that 9/11 took place. There should have been some exposure, some talk, somebody. And I understand that the 9/11 ceremonies in New York, that they did not even have the first responders make an appearance there. Is that true?
Yes, sir. CNN, Fox News, AP all reported it. When I first saw it a month ago, I didn't believe it and told my guys, let's go pull some more articles up. And it was confirmed. And then there was a statement by Bloomberg. And then we learned a White House memo that they did not want them there because they know they're angry about the asbestos dust and Bush covering that up when he knew it was deadly, and the head of the EPA, and also that so many of them are 9/11 truthers that it would be embarrassing.
Yeah, that's too bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too goddamn bad. Well, I think these people are dying on us as we go along, dying from the bronchial and the pulmonary diseases they got that day. And that's a hell of a way to honor them by not having them there. So, I've got nothing but negatives. I find that an 18-foot hole at the Pentagon in the least occupied section of the Pentagon by a pilot who could not fly at all, hardly, but never have engineered a total U-turn so that he could hit his plane into that particular section of the Pentagon. It's all such hokey make-believe, and our people keep buying.
Well, I know that when you've gone public, some of the media has demonized you. Martin Sheen questioned Building 7. They tried to demonize him. Bill O'Reilly shook his finger at the camera and said, you better watch it. It's total gangsterism by these people trying to intimidate folks. And now we've had Cass Sunstein at the White House. His memos, of course, have been made public, where he said they want to infiltrate 9/11 truth to inject false information to discredit us. If it was just hokey, and if Ed Asner was wrong, and if Andres von Bülow, the former German defense minister, was wrong, and the former Italian prime minister was wrong, and president was wrong, if all these scientists were wrong and all these fighter pilots were wrong and all these police officers that said there was a countdown and they blew up Building 7 and BBC reported that it was going to fall before it fell. Yeah, I mean, if all that evidence is just bunk, then why would there be government programs covertly trying to demonize his head?
Well, I haven't, I felt like a demon for a long time, so I haven't felt any new trust. I was on O'Reilly a few months ago, and he treated me like a king. He was very nice to me.
No, I'm talking about years ago when they were really getting scared of 9/11 truth. There was some demonization and some attacks on Fox and other channels, and they would mention 9/11 truthers. I remember you being mentioned amongst them. So, yeah, that just, I think, shows a little bit of the fact that it is just showmanship on their part.
Well, even the liberal commentators, you know, Bill Maher won't even touch it. He runs from it. They're afraid they'll look like fools if they engage in it or be demonized. And I guess when they're up that high, they can be demonized and it can have an effect. But that shows how much courage they've got. The list of horrors that occurred on...
And hold on just a moment. I think you've got call waiting. I think you've got a call coming in.
It's taken care of, Alex.
Okay, great. I just don't want to interrupt you.
That's all right.
Please repeat what you were saying to me during the break. You're saying the list of horrors. Start over.
The list of horrors of 9/11 is so enormous, and even the heads of the spurious 9/11 commission said that they were lied to by the CIA. So where do you begin, for God's sake? My feeling is that the corruption and the lies that we've been fed have reached such an enormous extent. The military lies, the congressional lies, the presidential lies, the corporate lies, that the level of corruption is of such an extreme nature. I think what the comment I said to you is that I think unless we bomb the city, we can't save it. So we've got to bring down to a level of clear understanding and begin again. And I don't know how much destruction that entails, but we need a change in this country. Certainly a third party of healthy proportions would help.
Well, this nation has turned into the happy looting ground of these global corporate crime bosses. It's like we're the right whale, and we're basically being hunted into oblivion. And if you study corruption history, as you were just alluding to, when it reaches this flashpoint, it races over the edge into oblivion. And none of us have any future, including the people looting the nation. It's almost like they're cancer. They think because they've got all this power and have gotten away with so many crimes, they become emboldened and then race through the body politic until they destroy the society. And the crime is exploding. The illegitimacy is exploding. The illiteracy is exploding. We've got close to 50 million people on food stamps. Those, you know, basically digital soup lines. Every mainline economist I talk to says we're really in a depression. And we've got both parties lying to us. What about this two-party dictatorship, Ed? I mean, at this point, it's now in the news today that the Chicago Tribune editorial staff is saying Obama should withdraw and step down for a new candidate. Here's another one. Washington Times. Liberals vow to challenge Obama in Democratic primaries. The Washington Post has said they need somebody else to run. Obama faces questions on his investments. USA Today. So they're now bringing up old corruption stuff they knew during the campaign. So they've put forward their puppet, reading off a teleprompter. They're going to destroy him now and act like he did all this when it's the Republican and Democratic leadership, and I want your view on this, who are bought and paid for by the big offshore mega corporations and banks and oil companies and the rest of it. And so the Democrats are so upset. No, they're upset that they're getting the blame for this. They want a new puppet to take all the blame. And do you agree with that? I mean, you know, Democrats who are upset with Obama doing the opposite of what he said he would do, they should realize this is the corporate fascism. What do they expect? Just like Republicans who are getting ready to vote for Rick Perry. Yeah. I mean, what do they expect? This guy died in the wool establishment, you know, Karl Rove minion to do.
We've got to destroy the city to save it. In early 1945, President Roosevelt gave a speech, and as far as I'm concerned, if we could preserve that man in oil, to continue being a president forever, it would have been my pleasure. He talked about a second four freedoms in this country: education, jobs, housing, health. Four things which are going into the toilet as we speak. Four things which the people should have. And I feel that socialism would certainly have provided it for us, to the delight of the conservatives. Roosevelt died, and those four freedoms were buried, and there are feeble attempts to restore them in various ways, shapes, and forms. Socialism would give us a ground bottom to, and that's the other thing. In this country, just like they don't want to hear about 9/11, people use, since they can't use communists anymore, but they use socialism now as the means of saying how unpalatable it would be for this country, what a taint it would be. If we could have guaranteed income for every citizen, guaranteed education, guaranteed housing, guaranteed jobs, my God. And the liberals have betrayed us too. I mean, the Fair Trade Acts that went on, the NAFTA, the CAFTA, all that crap.
Well, Ed, that was my next point
today.
Yeah, that was my next point, is that a lot of mainline conservatives say they're against socialism, but then they're for trillions of dollars in bailouts to big mega banks,
yeah,
and trillions in corporate welfare, trillions in defense that is more corporate welfare. No, they just don't like the other type of socialism. They like the fascism of big corporations coming in and taking our money at the barrel of a gun. So that's why I understand your perspective, and that you are a well-meaning, good person who has that perspective. And certainly what we have hasn't worked. I'm just saying there's a model of socialism pushed by the mega corporations where it's only enough to make people dependent and not to actually empower them. And so I guess if you had some robot, you know, because we've got unlimited resources, basically, when it comes to knowledge and information, building people up through a socialist model, that could work. The problem is there's always going to be people who don't want to build folks up. And, of course, that gets into the eugenics, the population reduction. From my research, you know, into the whole vaccine thing, everything, the forced inoculations, the eugenics, the Gardasil causing all these deaths.
Wait a minute. Causing what death?
Gardasil, the papilloma virus shot, in its trials caused deaths, and has since caused deaths and a lot of quote adverse reactions. And now in California, they're moving to try to basically give all the school children the shot. That's what Rick Perry's getting in all this trouble for.
Yeah,
he started.
I have not read of these deaths. I know that Michelle Bachmann claimed, this one woman, that her daughter suffered terrible health problems from the shot, but she did not produce the woman or her name.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're using Bachmann to politicize it, to make it a left-right issue right now, but I actually believe I sent... here it is. Girl dies within hours of Cerevax Gardasil vaccine, and this is just one of literally dozens and dozens of CBS, ABC. This is Sky News out of England. We're going to skip this break for the network. This is a network break, so stations shouldn't skip this with Ed Asner. Guys, will you queue up clip 3091? And if you just Google, sir, or go to YouTube and type in deaths from Gardasil, you'll get newscasts from 2007, but they're always local. And a lot of times the kids die right there at the school. Here it is. Here's that clip. We're going to back that back up.
The death of a teenage girl, if indeed it is linked to the drug, will be sad proof of their fears. The 14-year-old was vaccinated along with most of her school yesterday. It's understood that around lunchtime, shortly after having the injection, she turned pale, stopped breathing, and collapsed. Paramedics took her to Coventry's University Hospital, but she died there hours after receiving the drug. NHS Coventry released a statement last night saying that it has taken the proactive step to quarantine the batch of vaccine being used as a precautionary measure only, and have informed the regulatory authority. The statement continues on to say, "We are conducting an urgent and full investigation into the events surrounding this tragedy."
Okay.
Teenage girls in particular have been more aware of cervical cancer since the illness and death of Jade Goody. Last September, a national vaccination program...
That's enough. Promotion. Ed, you can search this, but I even have the CDC documents admitting deaths connected to it. And that's why they now have this challenge for $10,000 by a doctor connected to the vaccine lobby saying, Bachman, give me the proof that it's ever caused a mental problem. It's on the drug insert as well as the H1N1 flu shot that it can cause narcolepsy, artificial onset of epilepsy, that it can cause Guillain-Barré. I have a lot of friends that have gotten Guillain-Barré from vaccines and their doctors have told them. But, I mean, they've had trouble covering up the Gardasil because sometimes you die within 10 minutes. Also, they line the girls up, and a lot of times large numbers collapse and then have autoimmune responses. And it came out last week, Ed, I'm covering this next hour, in a special report, that they now tested 13 different vials from different sub-manufacturing plants of it and found that it's got the RNA, DNA bound to the adjuvant, so it's causing autoimmune problems.
Well, I had not heard any of this, so thank you for the information.
Well, overall, Ed, you have been critical of some vaccines. What's your view on this push to want kids to take hundreds of vaccines?
I don't know about the push to take hundreds of vaccines. I do know, since I have an autistic son and grandson, that there was a long, a strong push against the triple shot vaccine that most kids get, the whooping cough and I forget what the
MMR.
Yeah, and it turned out that the scientist who had spoken of the fact that it had caused autism fudged his information. He's been discredited.
No, we've had Dr. Wakefield in studio even last week, and it turns out now that there's two other studies before him, and that was a hoax. Just like the Gardasil people just said, no one has ever been hurt in any way, and then the CDC says tens of thousands have been hurt. We're doing a special report in the next hour, but a more detailed one tonight on our nightly news. I would like to, when the nightly news is done, Ed, I'll send you a link to it, to your assistant's email. Will you please watch this special report for me?
I will.
All right, because again, this is how deceptive they are. And then they have Bachman come out and talk about it, then people don't like her politically, so then they say, well, it must be bull if Bachman's saying it. I mean, I understand how this gets. Now, shifting gears, I always wanted to ask you about your view of JFK and the assassination. I know that you did a great job with Mr. Lemon in Oliver Stone's JFK. What's your view on the JFK assassination?
Well, I think that there probably was some government complicity there. Who was the lawyer down at in Jonestown? Mark, can't remember his name.
Garrison?
No, not Garrison. He had the congressman carry his typewriter when they were making their escape.
Yes.
Mark
Lane?
Yeah. He wrote a book on this subject. But in Willis Carto of Spotlight Magazine, a fascist sheet, nevertheless said that E. Howard Hunt was in Dallas as a member of the CIA at the time of the JFK assassination. He then sued and won, T. Howard Hunt did. So Willis Carto came to Mark Lane and said, on the retrial, I want you to defend me. He said, well, why do you want me? I'm totally opposed to everything you believe. He said, that's why. I want you to realize how that I believe in your objectivity. So Mark Lane defended Willis Carto, and he won because he was able to prove that E. Howard Hunt, and I imagine other, he was able to prove also that other CIA gentlemen were all over the area at the JFK assassination. Now, that does not necessarily mean that the CIA pulled triggers, but They certainly were in the vicinity and could have done much to probably stop it if they weren't firing the guns themselves.
Well, Ed, you're right about that famous case there with the Liberty Lobby spotlight finally winning the second round. But I've interviewed St. John Hunt. We premiered the video and also the audio coast to coast, of course. I did the first interview, but the point is that on his deathbed, or the first time they thought he was going to die, he did an audio and a written letter admitting, and of course he ran black op assassinations worldwide for the CIA, E. Howard Hunt, that indeed he had been there to basically bench warm but run the whole operation, and that they did have CIA trigger men there.
This is Hunt said this?
Yes, sir. This just came out a few years ago. Rolling Stone was the only big mainstream media to report on it, Coast to Coast AM. Of course, also broke it on radio, and then we did subsequent in-depth investigations with St. John Hunt, his son. He's in California, and I believe in Los Angeles. You ought to meet with him sometime. It is extremely powerful. He even helped his dad with the Watergate stuff, get rid of the evidence with that. An incredible person to have dinner with.
Well, my eye and my ear and my heart are open to any of that. I must condemn the CIA, I must say. And I am very troubled whenever I hear something about the CIA, because there are tons of good people in it, I know. But there's elements of corruption keep rising up. Be it the Kennedy assassination, be it Tenet talking about slam dunk to allow the invasion of Iraq, or the fact that weapons of mass destruction were to be found there.
Sure.
This constancy of participation in lies is certainly very troubling to me.
It certainly is. Ed, real quick, Ron Paul, what's your view of Congressman Ron Paul?
I think he's refreshing. I disagree with him on certainly a great number of things, but I think that he's certainly probably one of the few honest politicians you can find in Washington.
You know, I think that's what I can say about you. I don't agree with you on some major issues, but you're real. You're the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that's what you've got to say about Ron Paul, is that he is real. And that's such a rare quantity nowadays.
Yeah. Well, Bernie Sanders is another one. Bernie Sanders has been playing a lot of hearts and minds, though he's a socialist in claiming how this country has to proceed, how it must attack to get out of the deficit and to raise up our people.
Ed Asner, hold on. I know you've got to go. This is a one-minute break. If you could just do five more minutes to finish that point, then I want to talk about a few lighter things, like my favorite animated film, Up, that, of course, you're one of the main voices of. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's been an amazing interview with Hollywood and television legend, long-term serving head of the Screen Actors Guild, you name it, Ed Asner. And it's been a couple of years since he's been on. Not that we haven't tried to get him back on. I guess he's been busy. But, Ed, I appreciate you coming back on the show.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to vent. I have to learn how to vent more controllably.
No, you've done a very good job. It's been, I believe, a very informative and thought-provoking interview. In closing, we were debating socialism during the break, and you brought up the example of Germany. And I said, well, that's quasi. And you said, that's what I'm talking about. So give us your view on Germany, which does have a higher standard of living than we do.
It has a higher standard of living. The citizens are better cared for. Their education is certainly better. Their guarantees of jobs are better. Their health is better. Where do they lack? And it's a quasi-socialist country, but by God, they're thriving. They are thriving so well that they're probably sorry they're in the European community and going to support the other communities. I don't know why people. I mean, there is no end to capitalism with a quasi-socialist government. Most of those European countries are quasi-socialist, but they certainly have thriving corporations. We have one of the richest men in the world. Warren Buffett say our rich people are not taxed enough. He's not taxed enough. So that when he is paying less tax than some of the people who work for him, this is criminal. And I admire him enormously.
But Ed, again, you really looking at this from a sophisticated angle, they're just lobbying to then raise taxes on the middle class, and they'll still be exempt. And then that middle class money gets conduited out. But I want to end on a lighter note and talk about Ted Knight. You were telling me that he was one of your best friends. And I don't know if you want to tell that story or if it was private, what you were telling me. But just in the 2 minutes we've got left, tell us what you thought of Ted Knight.
Well, I loved him. He was the funniest man I've ever known. And you talk about how you loved him in Caddyshack. Well, the funny thing is, he and Rodney Dangerfield hated each other while they were on that show. Now both of them are gone. Ted taught me humor like nobody else. Unfortunately, when Lou Grant got canceled under its controversy, he gave some. His show was just debuting. Too Close for Comfort was debuting, and he gave a widespread press conference, and he attacked Lou Grant and condemned it. He found it boring, blah, blah, blah. And this was my good friend talking. So that alienated us for a few years there. I never spoke to him or saw him again. Then when he was dying, I was told he was dying, and would I come? And I came, and we reunited, and I gave him my love and my blessing, and happy for it.
Well, all's well that ends well. In closing, Up really is a masterpiece and nothing but a pure, wholesome movie. You really don't see that a lot now in Hollywood. I hope that's the beginning of a new trend.
Well, let's hope so. It hasn't started a cattle stampede, but maybe it's slow aborting. Let's hope there are more Ups. Whether I'm in it or not. It doesn't matter because the genius that created it is its writer, director, Pete Docter, and help from Bob Peterson. They did marvelous work in it, and I had no idea how good it would be until I saw it.
Wow, so you share my view of it. Amazing. And the same view of Ted Knight. I envy you getting to know people like him, and at least I get to know you, sir. I really appreciate you spending so much time with us, Mr. Asner, and hopefully we can speak to you again in the near future.
Ted Knight lives through you.
All right, God bless. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Private Joker is silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. That's the Master Sergeant, Drill Sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, Stanley Kubrick film. And I don't think Ed Asner's silly and ignorant, but he certainly has guts, and guts is enough. I'm not just nice to him because he's famous and an icon. I respect him because I know socialists out there like Ed Asner who really mean well. And I try my best to communicate with him and to try to educate him. You know, the last time he was on, 3 years ago, he brought up multiple members of his family who, after taking MMR shots, became autistic. And I can't tell you how many hundreds of families I've talked to on air, off air, on the street, who don't even know who I am. I'll be sitting there at a park or at a hotel in a hot tub or at a church visiting family, and they'll start talking about their autistic child who's sitting there in the corner nodding up and down, or playing with their fingers. You can tell they're autistic. And I'll say, when did this begin? Well, Bobby was Billy or David or Tom was 18 months old, and he got his third round of shots, and he had a convulsion in the back of the car, and he was talking and running and walking, and he never talked again. Or, yeah, we got a third round of shots, and he was basically unconscious for a couple of days. He had blood coming out of his nose, and we took him to the hospital, and they tried to take him away from us and said that we must have shook him because he had blood on the brain. Or, yeah, we got him the third round of shots. It hurts boys a lot worse because their blood-brain barrier isn't as strong as girls. Any medical doctor will tell you girls are about twice as tough as a boy. Not mentally, generally, physically. Women are tough as nails. So that's why they live longer. Women generally can take higher levels of poison than men because they are designed to grow another human and to have a baby and to go through that. In all mammal species, women, the female is a lot tougher than the male. And it's really hurt our boys bad. Now, Gardasil is a little gift to girls. But, you know, talking to Ed Asner earlier, I could see the propaganda at work on him. He's seen some of my films. You know, he likes them, but like Terror Storm and things like that. I know he's probably listening right now. So I'll just communicate to Ed Asner and others like him right now. Just like he doesn't agree with everything Ron Paul says, but he admires him and thinks he's a breath of fresh air because he's real. And he's coming against the establishment from a different angle. Total liberty. Almost anarchy. And you've got Asner on the other end with this idea of, you know, the greater welfare, general welfare clause. Different perspectives, but both men believe in what they're saying and doing. It's the globalists that manipulate. You heard him talk about Warren Buffett earlier, coming out and saying, hey, I should pay more tax. Well, turns out Warren Buffett, if you go back a decade ago, lobbied, and this has come out, to change the laws and have loopholes to not pay the tax. What he wants is more money for more banker bailouts for banks he owns. He needs to raise taxes to get that. But see, expert politicians like Warren Buffett, and that's what he is, know how to play an Ed Asner and play a Republican on the other end of the controlled spectrum. They know how to put out messages that are going to manipulate well-meaning and intelligent people like Ed Asner. You've got to really study this stuff, and that's why this radio show is such an important brain trust. You know, Ed even said to me during the break, he said, no, I like to hear the show. I learn a lot. He said, I'll be happy to come back on sooner. And of course, he was also just being gracious, but we really do have something to offer here. It's not just that Ed Asner's bad or Ron Paul's bad or Ron Paul's good and Ed Asner's bad or vice versa. It's that they see things through a different rose-colored glasses. And it doesn't mean each and every one of us is wrong or right. It means our hearts are right. Now we've got to figure out how the globalists are manipulating our good intentions and co-opting it. I'm going to be honest with you. I was moved so strongly this morning spiritually that with a feeling of absolute mission and crystal clarity and understanding of what I need to do and what my responsibility is, that I almost didn't come in to do the show. And then dealing with office issues, you know, driving in, dealing with stuff, I lost that essence of clarity. I mean, I still have it, but it's like looking into water that was crystal clear 300 feet down, and now I can't see the bottom. It's still pretty clear, but I can't see the bottom. And that happens so much on this radio show. I read hundreds of news articles, do all this research, get up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., stay up late at night researching, and then I get up here on air, and how do I bring all this clarity and all these thousands of points, because the mind can move so fast with all the interconnected knowledge. And they call that, I guess, wisdom. And then how do I impart that to people? Because you've already got that knowledge. You're just not consciously able to map it and grasp it. That's why when you hear this show, it's not that I'm in a lot of cases teaching you something. I am illustrating something you already knew was there. Kind of like a bomber jacket your grandpa gave you from World War II. And you box it up when you move, you get busy, you forget about it, and 30 years later, you open up that trunk and you're like, oh my God, look at all these photos. Look at this bomber jacket of Granddaddy in World War II. You always knew it was there, but you'd forgotten. But you knew. You're like, how did I not remember I had this? And then you remember all the times that you were driving down the road or saw somebody else with a bomber jacket on at a football game and, hey, that looks like Granddaddy's jacket. But you didn't remember when you got home to go dig it out of the trunk. You've had those flashes, those gestalts of understanding. Dr. Wakefield, three different studies it's now emerged came out from one of them in the British government, finding the exact findings he'd found a year before, but they didn't publish. He did real tests. He didn't engage in a fraud. They came out with a hoax and said that he had been discredited as a fraud and ran it everywhere. And the boldness of the hoax, somebody like Ed Asner, whose son and grandson, you heard him earlier, been damaged by this, who was angry and sure of it a few years ago, now said, well, no, that's been discredited. Because he doesn't want to hate the vaccine makers. He doesn't want to believe they're this evil. He wants to believe that. And it was made for him and all the other victims. Just like this latest hoax, over the weekend, one of the independent, and that's in quotes, doctors, who it turns out is on the Merck payroll and on the big vaccine Bill and Melinda Gates bandwagon, came out and said, I'll give $10,000 to anybody that can show me proof that Gardasil is causing mental problems. A nice, nebulous statement. And Aaron listed the tens of thousands CDC reports of adverse reactions, including epilepsy, convulsions, narcolepsy. I mean, it's all on the drug insert. But they don't care. That ran, I did a search this morning of it, that ran in thousands of newspapers last week and over the weekend, and NPR, CBS, NBC, ABC, saying, hey, a doctor says it's a hoax that Gardasil ever hurt one person. And if you can show one person was hurt with by this mentally, their brain, I will give you $10,000. Well, he knows that there's a vaccine damage fund and the government quietly pays people off and makes them keep it secret as part of the agreement. And they know full well that it says on the insert it can cause this. That's how they get the liability protection. And they know full well there were deaths in the trials that were confirmed and that India didn't even allow widespread use. And they know full well, you can go search YouTube and watch hundreds of local newscasts of girls dead, dying, convulsions, autoimmune diseases, and their own family doctors saying they had an autoimmune response. Within 5 hours of taking this, they had blood pouring out their nose, their genitals, every pore in their body. People becoming paralyzed, Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, every form of brain damage you can imagine. And their answer is to come out and say, it's all been discredited. Michelle Bachmann with this one case of this woman who says it made her daughter. And Bachmann just said, the woman told me it brain damaged her daughter. Now, going back 4 years ago in the trials, it's actually 5 years ago, 2006, with the deaths, there were, on average, hundreds of times adverse reactions. What were they? What did our news articles say and our links? It was always about autoimmune disorders. Now, what came out last week? A big company did a test of 13 different sub-manufacturers of Gardasil and found all of them had DNA of the virus mixed in with the RNA attached to the adjuvant, meaning that now that will bind with the body's DNA and trigger cancer in areas that the cervical cancer previously would not grow. By the way, the rarest form of cancer in the U.S., the lowest death rate. a very common one, that, by the way, is connected to a buffer to more deadly cancers. If you have that type of cancer, you can pull the studies up, you have many times less chance of getting a lot of other cancers. It turns out that wart causing virus causes some type of buffer to the other cancer viruses that they've been making common, formerly rare cancers, in the vaccines. But listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get into all of this in the next hour. I'm going to give the number out now. I just want to take calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We also got the arrest on Wall Street. Stay with us. Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
There's a man going around taking names.
I'm going to take your phone calls for the rest of the hour. Then at the start of the next hour, I'm going to get into the latest economic developments, what's happening with people trying to peacefully protest Wall Street being arrested, like this is a third world dictatorship or something. And then we're going to get into the big UN vote coming up on Palestinian statehood and a lot more, and just other off-the-chart behavior. We've got telescreens going up at 9,000 locations saying, don't trust your neighbor. Only trust Big Brother. Now they have actual coffee mug sides that look like something out of artwork from the 1984 movie that show big eyes looking at you saying, see something, say something, that they're now paying coffee shops all over the country to give you with your coffee. So just Big Brother, Orwellian messages. Of course, the NFL has also announced that everyone will be groped TSA style, grabbing the genitals. So 16.6 million people to be conditioned. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, El Paso Times, more confirmed reports of the U.S. government shipping narcotics into the U.S. and guns out of the country. That is all coming up today. But right now, let's go to your calls. But again, I'm going to try to do a focused presentation on the fact that I knew this 5 years ago. The evidence was clear, but now we're really honing it in. Not only do they know Gardasil was killing people in the trials, not only is it a giant boondoggle to make tens of billions for Merck, not only is California set to have the governor sign the law to inject children without parents' consent with Gardasil, including boys, not only is all of that going on, and this is a precedent to inject you with everything, they want all the new vaccines coming online. These aren't really vaccines. They're genetically changing you. They're nanotech. But the evidence is now overwhelming. This is a biological cancer virus attack. 13 different manufacturers of the Merck vaccine in a major test have been engineered. It's not a mistake that virus has been bound and that the virus is basically whole. That was what doctors said 5 years ago. This is not really new news. It has been bound to the aluminum adjuvant. It's just unspeakable what this is going to do to people. And this whole thing, this is what hit me this morning. And again, I've said this before. I know it consciously, but I cannot express to you enough. This is a soft kill test. All of this is. What do you think nerve gassing thousands of U.S. troops in hundreds of tests under Shad and other programs from the 40s through the 80s, killing them in many cases. Mainstream news, Reuters, Life magazine, all reported on it. It's in my film Endgame. Marching troops into a chamber, telling them we're testing tear gas on you. You signed a waiver. Spraying them with nerve gas. This is just one famous case that they did a whole bunch. The person flops around and dies. The army dissects their body and sends letters home to their wives and children and mothers and fathers saying they died of the flu. Of course, the people running the government are putting cancer viruses in vaccines. Of course. And we just sit here and take it. And the nerve gassing and the radiologicals and the biologicals on the ships and the making the troops sit in holes and dropping atomic bombs on them a quarter mile away and seeing what it would do to them and blocking people getting health care who were in the radiation-ridden uranium mines and blocking the first responders from 9/11. This is a religion of abusing heroes, of sacrificing them, like the Aztecs' highest form of sacrifice was a warrior. And creating cadres of scientists who get off on using troops like guinea pigs and the 4,000-plus declassified foster children radiated to death. If you're a new listener tuning in, it's like, well, it isn't polite to bring up these things. Let's just trust our government now. You see, all of you that serve the government, serve the system, you feel like you're part of the system, you feel like you're winning because you've got all this power. You're under the same attack I'm under. This is beyond madness. This is beyond lunacy. And they know that we're going to fight Gardasil. They know it's going to come out that it's killing people. And they're going to just test their hoax and tell you nobody's getting sick as people are all over the news dying. And as they, you know, are sued and pay out. Because the mission isn't even to make money at the end of the day. It's about just getting everybody used to kids dying to your left and your right of cancer and autistic children like zombies everywhere, their lives destroyed. And just slowly getting everybody accustomed to it. We'll be right back. All right, Ed, CJ, Jonathan, Corey, Matthew, everybody, I'm going to get to your calls here in a moment. When you hear a caller disconnect, that's your chance to join us on air. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I do not feel worthy tonight with an InfoWars special report in between doing other TV interviews and other work to even try to present to you the information that I'm going to cover some in the next hour. But it is a fact that every major vaccine that's been produced, when it's studied, is found to have cancer viruses added to it, added to the adjuvant, and that it's binding to the human DNA. And it's a fact that cancer is growing off the chart in a hyperbolic curve, diabetes, neurological disorders. We are being murdered. And humans are so tough. Humans are designed to muddle through things as people are dying around us. And as long as our leaders tell us that only Dancing with the Stars and the NFL is important, I can't sit in restaurants. I listen to talk radio. If I go to a church, it's just all I hear is, that's right, their four-year-old daughter's dying of the brain tumor. And you're standing there with the bellhop at a hotel, and you hear him whispering, you know, going, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my cousin's dying of cancer. He's only 22. And then most people in the office have got young friends dying of cancer. Rob Dews had multiple friends in his bands, young women, you name it, die of cancer. I mean, there's murder going on all around me. I want to go to your calls. And I look at my little innocent daughters. And I think about these people running this government who want to inject them with cancer viruses. And we know it always caused autoimmune disorders. That was the majority of, quote, adverse reactions. That's the real trait that they want. God knows what it's really designed to do. And they would boldly come out and have a governor run a military hoax. A military-style hoax, and say, it's the law. You've got to take this shot. And I came out on air, and I said, it is not the law. Here is the state and federal code. He's put it on the list of recommended health department shots. That's their policy to ask you to take. But then they lie to you and tell you it's the law. These are bad people. It'd be bad if it was the law, but this isn't even the law. They're lying to you. And it killed a bunch of people, and it caused autoimmune disorders. Here's all these medical doctors interviewed. Here's these local newscasts around the country and other countries from the trials. It's the same thing, blood, convulsions, paralyzed, death. And that murderer, Rick Perry, that Judas Iscariot, for that little bag of silver, who I now learn knows all about the New World Order and used to tell people about it in the late 90s when he was agriculture commissioner here in Austin. He knows all of this and literally decided to do it. What a test. Will you be the only governor we can get to come out and lie and say it's the law to take this? We'll make billions in Texas alone. And they bought off most of his political operatives, his campaign people. It's all come out in the news. Even Associated Press has reported on it. You know, Perry, Gardasil, Perry, Merck ties run deep. Let's put it up. It's AP headline. They won't believe it. That was from 4 years ago. And then we watched the maiming and the death. And then they said, well, yeah, we give it to millions. It'll protect them from cancer. And there'll be some adverse reactions, but it's a cost-benefit analysis. That itself is a hoax. Autoimmune impaired people who are generally old, if they don't get the pap smear and a scraping, if they do have it, sometimes can get it terminal. 4,000 a year. The rarest form of cancer in the United States of standard cancer. And those are probably inflated numbers. I've talked to medical doctors. They say it's more like 1,000. A lot of times it's, for lack of a better word, it's crack addicts, generally lowest rung drug addicts who are on the street. Crack horse is the medical doctors I've talked to is mainly who they see dying of this because they're not even eating food. Yeah, there it is. And something's going on with that computer system in there. Is it blown out for you like that? Like it is? Yeah, we're going to need to get that on a different computer. We got to pull that computer out of service. It's for a couple of weeks, that's no longer serviceable with like that because you can't see anything on it. That's the Washington Post about Perry and his Merck ties running deep. Is there a way to get the headline? I'm going to try something. No, what we need to try is to remove that computer. I mean, when something's broken, we got to remove it. And again, I got to be careful here, folks, because I become violently angry when I start talking about this and thinking about this. They consciously knew. And so, of course, the elite are like, well, we want you to be the next president. You're a cold-blooded killer. Can I see the actual headline on it? Perry's financial ties to Merck run deep. That's out of the Washington Post. I saw that exact headline. He must write for the Associated Press as well. And it breaks it down. Oh, that's a September 14, 2011. I guess he actually took the exact headline of the Associated Press from 2007 out of Texas. So I guess Dan Egan, just thought up the exact same headline for a new article. Or he wrote the same headline years ago, or he took that name. It doesn't matter. Thank you. Just wanted to show people that article. Now, all right, I said I'd get into this the next hour. I want to succinctly and in a focused way. I was ready to give a powerful, focused speech from my heart this morning at about 8 a.m. I was so ready. And just like they ran that hoax to say that Dr. Wakefield's been completely discredited when it's admitted that it was just a complete hoax that he's discredited, and it's now admitted that it's a hoax, and they've had to retract, but that was in the back of the paper, not in the front of the paper, that Ed Asner goes, well, I guess my family, two different family members with autism, didn't get it from the MMR because Wakefield's been discredited. Just like they had one of the big Merck-connected people come out over the weekend and say, hey, I'll give you $10,000, Bachman, if you can prove that somebody ever got damaged by Gardasil. When they admit in the CDC, and Aaron covered this last night, I'm going to get more into it tonight on the nightly news, and in the next hour I'm going to cover it. It's admitted that it's had tens of thousands of horrible adverse reactions and conservatively hundreds of deaths. And it causes autoimmune disorders, bleeding, all sorts of different autoimmune diseases, early onset of arthritis, inflammation in the joints. This is all confirmed. I mean, people take these shots and in some cases die in minutes. In fact, I'm going to play that Sky Television clip again. I just typed in, girl died after Gardasil shot. And this morning, I couldn't even watch them all. I was looking for newscasts I saw during the trials in 06 and 07. And there were had to be a 50, 60, 70 of them then, because I would air them here and warn people when nobody else was really talking about it but regional local news. And I found all these new ones I'd never seen. It was just like page after page after page, CBC, British TV, U.S. television. A lot of times they don't even make it out of the room. They're dead in minutes. I mean, they die. And they just go, oh, not related. It's like being run over by a truck and your guts are all over the highway and you're saying not related. Then they had other medical doctors that come out and say, no, this woman can't talk. She's paralyzed. It's a extreme form of Guillain-Barré, which is in the drug insert. I mean, H1N1, all these shots says Guillain-Barré. But we expose them and you go to the big pharma outfit, the Walgreens or the CVS or whatever the case is, they'll have little fact sheets. Oh, here's fact sheets, honey, that's printed out by the company. And it just says, no problems. No, nothing ever happened. Here, take this. You want a vaccine party? We'll come to your house at a party and shoot all of you up. That's the new billboards I'm seeing. And you got to get a prescription. They're like, hey, you want a vaccine? I'm like, no, thank you. Want one for shingles? No, I'll just be healthy and I won't get the flesh-eating herpes. That's what it is, basically. And they're just like, are you sure? We'll come to your house. We'll come have a vaccine party. They use the word party. It's a psychological warfare thing. And they're reading off a manual. It's a vaccine party. Yeah, it's a party. And Bill Gates has come out and said, you don't want to be vaccinated? We're going to release mosquitoes loaded with the biological pathogen, but we don't call it a biological virus that goes in and reprograms the brain or other tissues. Because it's not even a vaccine. Think of a vaccine as, you know, a little bit denatured of what it is you're wanting to get an immunity to. You know, a little of something bad, which there's some real science there. The problem is you've got eugenicists that can't be trusted who are loading up all this garbage into it. That's the issue. And now they're calling it vaccines, a live cancer virus. I read the drug insert during the trials 5 years ago, and it was a live cancer virus. And I'd say that, and some doctors would say, well, no, Alex, it's the protein of the virus. And I'd say, I'm sorry, doctor, I've read the actual insert, and I've talked to other medical doctors who said, no, it's pretty much the entire virus. And now it comes out it is, and it's not just the whole virus that's been slightly manipulated to, quote, not be completely live, attached to aluminum that supercharges it and then binds it into the rest of the tissues. It's like a missile system. The adjuvant is a missile system to carry the warhead. Rush to require cancer shot threatens to promote backlash. They just brought me an old story, USA Today. Thanks to vaccines, devastating diseases such as smallpox, polio have been virtually eradicated in the U.S. They wouldn't have happened in states hadn't required immunizations for serious contagious vaccines. Hadn't required. Not the law. They just say required, which they know fools most people. Before a child can attend school. Now there's a new vaccine, one with the potential to prevent cervical cancer that kills 3,700 women each year in the U.S. called Gardasil. It's manufactured by Merck. It goes on to say Governor Rick Perry is so enthusiastic about Gardasil that a week ago he ordered all girls in the state to be immunized before entering the sixth grade. But see, we called him on this and he had to say, oh, I don't have the power. And now he says in the speeches, it's recommended. See, there you are. Oh, I just recommended it. And now it's coming out all over the news that they paid off the California legislature. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'll get to this next hour. I don't want to cover this and not cover it with precision and hit all the points. The magnitude of this, murdering killers run the major big pharma companies and give money to eugenics organizations. The eugenics organizations were founded by big pharma that was owned and run by the British royalty, Dutch royalty, Rothschilds, and Rockefellers. the Rockefellers in the 20s discovered with their scientific firms, this is all on record, that cancer was viral. Most cancer is from viruses. The Daily Mail, in fact, guys, pull this up. They have video headline. Electron microscope shows white blood cells eating cancer viruses. No, eating cancer cells. But see, when they flood your body with all this, with adjuvants and all these different cancer viruses tied in with other DNA, baby DNA from fetal tissue, you name it, your body stops. Your body can only get up and fight so many fights. It's awesome. But it keeps getting hit, and it keeps getting hit. It's only got so many hits it can take. And finally, your immune system just gives up. Starts fighting in all directions at first, and you have all these disorders, all these joint problems, all these intestinal problems, all this horrible stuff happens, and finally just gives up and you die of cancer. They played that doctor that helped develop the polio shot with Dr. Sott from CBC last Friday. I played that many times. And the YouTube clip they found was one that had like text over it and stuff. You ought to find the raw CBC. In fact, I think we'll find that. We played it years ago. And we should do that in a nightly news piece where the scientist, unedited, goes into, and I said, you know, that this has all got cancer viruses, and they all laugh about it and have a little celebration. And you can pull up the U.S. government documents where they talk about hundreds of millions of Americans being given cancer viruses, in some cases more than 40 different ones in every polio vaccine. By the way, it's still going on. And leukemia viruses, everything. And then you wonder why all these kids are getting leukemia. I'm going to tell you again, I've had medical doctors on this show. You've heard them. Every one of them agrees. People that were just trained 30 years ago, some of them are older than 50 years ago, like Dr. Stan Monteith, he will tell you that when he went to medical school, they would put you on a train as a medical student graduate who was in, finalizing their degree working in hospitals. They would put them on a train and later on planes and fly them thousands of miles to see a child with cancer. You would walk in and there'd be men in lab coats everywhere and just like, this is incredible. The studying, the rareness, it was like a four-leaf clover to the medical community. Now it's just death to the left, death to the right. Kids, shaved heads, eyes, children's eyes when they're getting near death burn with so much life. Right before death, not as they're sick and feeling horrible, they look tired, but right as the death, right as the life force is leaving them, their little eyes burn with all that electricity, these murderers are killing them. They're killing kids everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, and you idiots send me emails and say, don't you fake cry on air. Listen to me, you bastard, scum-sucking maggot. All right, I apologize. I have to control myself not to break down on air. It is in between murderous anger and crying, okay? When I image children and children I see out in public, sometimes even with the chemotherapy injector strapped to their arms at the mall, and they'll look at you in passing, and those eyes are just on fire, and you're just like, oh. You want to go warn their parents, you can go ask the parents the whole path. The mommy wants to take care of the dearest. The child's had 100 shots. They're black op murdered. And you know not to even say anything to mama. Sometimes I will say something to them. And they think it's so weird that somebody would want to talk to somebody. Because we're only supposed to go back to our dens of death, our little death chambers, and wait for death and watch the TV with the painted little tarts and strumpets up there smiling at you with death and just this whole culture. You are being murdered. You are being killed. You are being slaughtered. And the death is all around us. And all this Gardasil, all of it is a test. How many can we kill? How much carnage can we push? And now they come out with a hoax and say, no one's ever gotten sick from Gardasil. I'll pay $10,000 to anybody that can prove it. Huh.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back.
girl, your memory.
Okay, look, I'll go to your calls. But if you're a new listener and you're saying, what on earth is this guy talking about? You need to understand that the reason Hitler was able to get away with what he did, Stalin, all the rest of them, is because people didn't realize the level of evil they were dealing with. And tyrants have learned how to hide things in your food, your water, your vaccines. How do cowards kill? They weaken. They poison. That's what a soft kill is. They kill you and you die 20 years later. They are masters of soft kill. It is a religion of soft kill. Why do some people like to grab kids off the street and torture them and kill them? Or, you know, grab a cat and throw it in a garbage can and set it on fire or run over somebody? It's those type of people that run things. But they're smarter than the average scum. They like to do it slow. And their scientific excuse for it is there's too many of us and they're getting rid of us. Truth is, they just like killing people. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. I just hope that everybody will join us tonight at 7 o'clock. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. If you believe in alternative media and want to support us building this platform to reach even millions more, please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We got Kurt Haskell coming on with breaking 9/11 style false flag news, dealing with the underwear bomber who he witnessed the U.S. government getting on the plane. We're going to get into Gardasil. I'm going to start really hammering this. Big report tonight. I'm going to do more in the next hour after we get through these calls. Ed in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Oh, I'm doing all right, but it's really shaking me up that even though they've been caught killing people with this Gardasil and maiming others, California is set to inject the kids without parents' consent. I didn't even know about this till I heard Wakefield on Friday. I went and read the bill over the weekend, and sure enough, it's true. It's on the governor's desk.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That is not good. Not good at all.
Well, it shows you how authoritarian these people are.
Yeah, it's insane. Especially in California, you'd never expect that. You shouldn't expect that, but I guess we're all on the same page now. We're being controlled by people that are secretive enough and powerful enough.
Well, yeah, California's really woken up to vaccines. I've seen statistics. Well, even in the Washington Post, of upwards of 70% in the highest educated areas don't vaccinate their children. And so the system just says they're going to take your kids and do it anyways. I'm sorry, what'd you call in about?
I just had a few points. Basically, it's nothing really on the topic today. I think you've pretty well covered it. And I think it's a very important topic, and I definitely share your...
Brother, we're all over the map. That's why we take calls. This isn't a standard talk show. Go ahead. What's your point?
Basically, I just wanted to support Ron Paul, and I see the Republican nomination trying to block him in any way possible.
Yeah, but he now just won the California straw poll. Perry had the Texas straw poll canceled because it would have embarrassed him. That's now come out.
A website called AmericansElect.org. They are paying to put a third-party nominee on the ballot in 50 states. So if we get all the Ron Paul supporters on there, you answer about, I think they have 400 or 500 different questions about everything you can think of on there. And then in fall, sometime in the next month or two, they're going to start having candidates to vote for. So that's something.
Well, I got to tell you, I've talked to Ron Paul. He is not going to run as a third party. He's doing this with the Republican system. That's his best shot. And if not, he's going to go to Congress for one more year and then retire. But good points. All right, I'm going to keep going to your calls till this bank of them's done.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to start getting into some big developments on the Gardasil front. This affects the government trying to take control of your children without your consent and a lot more. Then I've got other news I'm going to hit. But let's finish up with these calls I've been holding. Always enjoy hearing from you. CJ in Michigan, you're on the air. Hey, CJ, buddy. Welcome. Okay, let's go to Jonathan in Kansas. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I have a few news articles. One about Taliban, another one about something. I know you feel like we're in the Matrix. Well, this is something that will remind you that we are in the Matrix. And another one, which is about Google Street View. And there's one video, but I'm going to go really quick to it. Quick, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. Okay, the one about the news article that will remind you you're in the Matrix. Do you remember in the Matrix they said about liquefying the dead? Well, in the BBC, there's a news article saying new body liquefaction unit, meaning that human bodies, to dispose of them, instead of cremation, they're advocating for this new system of liquefying human bodies.
Yeah, because burning them is carbon evil. And so you can't even have the death ritual, the death rite you want, because burning something is bad. You've got to get a permit from these sickos or pay a tax. I did see that. In fact, guys, print that for me. What was the headline again?
Go to BBC and put in body liquefaction. Like liqua, it's L-I.
No, I got it. I got it. Body liquefaction. Thank you. What was the next thing?
Okay, the next thing is about how Google Street View snapped pictures of a naked woman in Florida, and it was on her property.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, it was a naked black lady.
Yeah, that was one. Another one is about, let's see, it's about how Taliban former president Barahanandan Rabini, he was assassinated because he was supposedly going to negotiate with the Taliban, and he was stalled this negotiation because he was killed by a bomber with a bomb in his turban. So how convenient, right?
It's all ridiculous. You can't believe a word of it.
I also have a video. Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. The video is, you remember how you were in the documentary, The Rise of the New Right? Well, and they was talking about how they falsely claimed, erroneously, that you inciting violence.
Yes.
Well, what about Obama supporting Jimmy Hoffa, saying, let's take these SOBs out? You remember that?
And they've since had unions take over and hold people hostage and beat people up and break things, but that's A-OK because that's something the government wants to happen right now because they want the unions to think the government's their friend when it's actually the opposite. Sure, go ahead and play the clip.
Oh, the clip?
Yeah, you said you had a video clip you wanted to play.
No, I don't think you guys could hear it anyway. But the video, you could just look it up on YouTube and just say Jimmy Hoffa.
No, he did it two weeks ago. I remember.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it got big national news. He said, let's take these SOBs out. I remember.
Did you find the article about the Afghan president yet? Because the former president, I don't know. I was thinking that it was just convenient.
Well, yeah. I mean, who knows? Look, over in Afghanistan, you got a bunch of tribes killing each other over opium. And before that, if you go back 300 years ago, they were killing each other over the Silk Route out of China into Eastern and Western Europe, all the pottery, the different silks, the different spices that the West wanted to pay for. And so they're always going to be killing each other, and that's the way it is. The only reason our government has, quote, our troops there is to control and cultivate the opium so they can run it up your children's veins. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had a very thought-provoking and revealing and down-to-earth interview with Hollywood and TV legend Ed Asner in the first hour today. I'm taking your phone calls right now, and then I'll continue into other news. We had a caller who just called in about this article. New body liquefaction unit unveiled in Florida funeral home. And you guessed it. They want to ban being able to have your body cremated because it creates carbon dioxide, which is evil. And so, again, it's about taking control of every facet. First, the toilets, the light bulbs, and the washing machines. Then a fire in your own fireplace. Germany's trying to ban those. Outdoor space heaters. It's a total dictatorship over all human activity, including the air you exhale. The New York Times says a tax is needed on that. The makers claim the process produces a third less greenhouse gas than cremation, uses a seventh of the energy, and allows the complete separation of dental amalgam for safe disposal. Mercury from amalgam vaporized in the crematorium is blamed for 60% of UK airborne mercury emissions, and many UK crematoria currently filtering mercury filtration systems to meet reduced emission targets. So just more harassment all day. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, all you got to do is run the smoke through water, and then it takes out all the mercury. That's called a scrubber. But all the GMO contamination, that's just fine. And mercury in shots, with the government lying and saying it's the law, you got to take it, that's okay. Now, I want to take some more calls and get into some other geopolitical news. Then I want to start getting into Gardasil some more with a focus report. I want to play part of InfoWars Nightly News last night with Dr. Russell Blaylock coming up at the bottom of the hour. By the way, we're going to start something new in the future. We'll be streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com 24/7. We'll, of course, have the premiere each night of the nightly news, and then afterwards it will stream consecutively after that, and then also within an hour or two be archived as a MP4 and different systems. We've had a couple different streaming services, some of the biggest out there, and we have hiccups in certain areas of the country or certain browsers. So we've added three different streams with different companies, different systems, CDN server, and the vaunted Devil Cloud. So there's three different ways for the stream. And remember, this is a beta test. It is amazing how many people are tuning in, how many folks are watching. I get calls every day saying, why aren't you on national TV yet? Well, it's taken me years to get the money and the capital to build this, to train the people to set this up. We're beta testing with PrisonPlanet.tv members. You are literally funding us getting this message out to the next level. You are paying our way by supporting us. We're not like the government who takes your money and then uses it against you. If you want to be a member, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank the people that have become members. We are right on target for what we need to have the moderate expansion and build out to finish the show, develop new shows, and really start having two or three new shows every day with other hosts, other reporters. That's my plan. I've got to pay for the fiber optic uplinks that syndicate TV. They don't really use satellite anymore. You can do a satellite uplink and then send it up, but then it's still got to go through another system. You can have the show basically streamed over fiber optic, just like satellite with a one-second delay, technically live. And I've been talking to experts about that and working on that. The point is, we need to learn to walk before we run with TV. An example of that is they had two computers die Friday and a comedy of other errors, and they didn't even get the show on to the next day. And now we've built more redundant computers and gotten in some of the other systems and added more streaming systems, because I was surprised it took 2 weeks to have some kind of disaster, because we're doing this on our own. We don't have big consultants and big companies. And with regular TV, if you want to call in some big consulting company, it's millions of dollars. We're having to do this with decent prosumer equipment, but we're really reinventing the wheel because we don't want to be part of that mainline system. So the crew's doing an exemplary job, but We are just getting the kinks out, working the bugs out. And in a way, that's better, because some nights the show's 2 hours long. Other nights it's 45 minutes long. I've never done the targeted 30 minutes for PrisonPlanet.tv. But once TV wants to carry it, now a lot of TV's telling me, well, we want an hour. I don't know if we can produce really with hard-hitting reports and on the street and everything an hour every night. But it's probably going to be 30 minutes at first, and then the 30-minute show will end with the news brief, then we'll say special report next, and then go into another 30-minute, maybe long form. But I'm working on a lot of things right now. If you do believe in what we're doing, though, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today, because we're certainly already having a big effect. And if we get even more members, I'll be able to grow even faster. And that is our target goal. Also, when I go on the road, I'm going to start doing more speaking engagements. We will stream it for PresentPlanet.tv members everywhere we go. We're doing behind-the-scenes stuff. I haven't really announced or done a tour yet of the RV we bought so that I don't have to get groped by the TSA, and so we can draw attention to that. And so I can also then hit like two or three affiliates and do the show from the road, either from the radio station or from the RV. And I went up to Hot Springs, Arkansas this weekend, went to Hope, Arkansas, to Bill Clinton's birthplace, and went inside the birthplace and did Bill Clinton imitations to the National Forest Service, who runs its anger. That's going to be out this week. We did some research on the Rockefellers and whiskey running with the Kennedys and Capone. Even their mainline historical society is aware of that there. I'm working on getting some of those historians on. How the official water of the U.S. With the U.S. government would actually ship moonshine all over the country, working with some of the best actual spring water out there, but they would put it in the spring water bottles and put it on government-certified trains. The government banned alcohol so they could ship it in and control it. The Rockefellers were making $100 million a month, according to the historians there. They were all running it out of Hot Springs as their control arm. So that's why I went there for that, and I've got those reports. And okay, let's go to your phone calls. Corey in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. I want to tell a story just to contribute to the show. I sort of need your permission for time. I know you have a lot of people.
Now, go ahead and tell your story. You've been waiting. We got time. Go ahead.
Okay. This is related to the NFL thing. I was actually at a college football game 2 weeks ago, and it was about halftime, and I went downstairs to the concession stand to get a water for my girlfriend who was feeling ill. It happened to be very hot at the stadium, so I had my shirt off. I was obviously had been in the stadium before, and as I came up the stairs with my water, I saw a security person standing at the top. This didn't seem too unnatural because they have security at stadiums all the time. So I walked right past. Well, as I walk up the stairs, I feel a tap on my shoulder. I turn around. She says, "I need to see your ticket." I say, "Okay." So I look through my pockets, and I don't have my ticket. So I tell her I don't have my ticket. I've been legally checked in, and I'm sorry that I can't find it. She says, "Well, you have to leave." And I say, "Leave what?" And she says, "You have to leave the game." And I said, "Ma'am, I have been checked in. They scanned it. I obviously have been here. I had my shirt off. I went downstairs to get water, and I'm coming back upstairs, and I don't think I have to leave." And she says, "Sir, you have to listen to what I have to say." And I say, "With all due respect, no, I don't. Because you're a police officer, but I am a customer here. I have paid for my ticket. I can take you up and introduce you to the people I'm with, and I'm here completely legally." She says, "Come with me right now." She grabs my arm. I pull away, and I say, "No, no." She reaches for her radio, says, "We need assistance in the sector, whatever." And I say, "Ma'am, we don't need assistance. I am being reasonable with you." And she reaches for her taser. And I say, "Are you going to tase me?" At this point, there are people watching. I say, "Are you going to tase me for this?" And she says, "Sir, you're not listening to what I have to say. I'm the police. I'm the authority." And I say, "You need to tell me what law I've broken, or I am walking away." To make this long story shorter, I happen to have my ticket in my back pocket, so I got out of it. But honestly, Alex, if she had pulled out that taser, I don't know what would have happened.
Well, look, let me break this down. It was like the top archaeologist at his university up in Michigan. They said, "I want a lemonade for my daughter," and they delivered the hard lemonade, which, by the way, I've been at parties before and thought it was lemonade, and it has, like, vodka in it. And his daughter took one drink, and so he complained and said, "Give me another one." And they said, "Oh, but you opened it." And he said, "Well, yeah, she took a drink." They called the police, arrested him, took her, did a blood test, no alcohol. But this new culture is about a religion of bossing you around, letting you know you're little, letting you know you're scum, and it's in these football stadiums, malls, airports, are the new cathedrals of worshiping this. And they will taser pregnant women that argue with a cop in any way. They will beat you to death for no reason. They will arrest you for videotaping in public. I was at a Willie Nelson concert. I'm friends with Willie. I wanted to take my wife and friends out and the kids to the rodeo to see Willie Nelson play. Everybody's taking photos. There's no signs you can't take photos and video. And I'm in one of the nice boxes, and a security guard runs up and says, "Give me that camera." And I said, "Well, look, everybody else is taping." And it turned out they knew who I was. It was some weird form of harassment. And they said, "You're not allowed to tape." And I said, "Well, okay." I said, "I'll just erase it." And they said, "No, I'm going to take your camera, and you're going to be thrown out of here." And I said, "You need." And I did my, you know, angry, focused voice. I said, "Listen to me very carefully. You may win this exchange on your petty power trip, but you're going to end up being sued by me. Do you understand? Now get police now." And the state police came over, and I talked to him like that, and I said, "You can beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the ride. This person's a control freak. I'm going to go sit back down. I'm not going to erase this. Everybody else is filming, and that's how it is." They said, "Yes, sir." Now, that's how you got to talk to them. But I was ready to have the confrontation. That's why they backed off. And I told them what was coming at the end of the ride. What if I say I will never surrender? You know, all of this authoritarian power grabbing, this stomping on us, putting their foot on our neck, hiking their leg on us, is about breaking our will. That's what the TSA is all about, the football game, sticking their hands on your genitals, grabbing your wife's breast, bossing you around, treating you like crud. More and more now, you go anywhere, it's about service industry treating you like you're bad. And so not just land of the free, home of the brave, it's about a world where, well, I mean, this is why I, even though friends would want to go down there, even in college, I didn't like it. So I'd rather be fishing or something or go to a regular restaurant and get a beer back when I was in college. I'd get drugged by girlfriends or whatever to some club with loud music. There'd be some giant steroided guy at the door. And I started noticing if you were with really good-looking women, they'd try to, "Hey, you got a problem, punk?" Even though you wouldn't be looking, like, "No," or they'd say that to my friends. And it's like, "Good, because I'll, you know, get out of here if you don't like it." And they do it to other people. And it's that's their identity, is just feeling big and powerful, standing around at some club. And they basically take that type of individual and put them in power. In fact, we've got an article. I want to cover this now and then go back to calls. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Big Sis tags coffee cups with Big Brother Eye. And if you look at it, it's the paper sleeve that goes on the coffee cup so you don't burn your hand. And it looks like something kind of the iconography of the 1984 book put into the movie with this big 1950s style all-seeing eyes. Remember a few years ago in England, they had big transit authority underground metro signs that said, "Safe under the watchful eye." And it showed a pyramid with a single eye. Same thing here. If you see something, say something. And it turns out they're paying to have coffee shops. You see this at a lot of coffee shops. They'll get free paper sleeves, but it has an advertisement on it. And that's what they've got now, is see something, say something. So it's all about, you watch a football game, Janet Napolitano's there telling you to watch your neighbor. She physically is there with the NFL head or the head of the National Baseball League. She's there on Jumbotrons. She's there on the commercials. She's there at Walmart. She's at Mall of America. She's there everywhere. She's there at the city park on a big Jumbotron. They have that in many parks now. They're telling you, don't trust your neighbors. Here's a PSA. Shows white people everywhere blowing stuff up. Good minorities reporting them. It's all about playing us off against each other. The rebranding. Now they're saying they're going to flash wanted people on the big telescreens directly out of the Running Man. And so the caller is saying, and I've been at a early fall football game. I've been to a UT football game about this time of year where it's during the day, it's about 120 degrees, and I was in great shape in college, and I felt like I was going to pass out, just roasting and taking my shirt off and just sitting there in the heat. And you know, you lose your ticket. Not being reasonable, not taking you up. The guy sounded well-spoken. Not like he's a hooligan or something. Not going up and saying, "Yeah, he's with us." And, you know, seeing the tickets or whatever. And then, "Well, we're sorry, sir. We have a policy. You need to go." It's that immediate, "No, you're not going to go look for your ticket. No." And he's like, "Oh, my gosh, actually, here it is." It's this need to jump on you. Because the bankers are social engineering. They've bankrupted the economy. We're going into total implosion. And they need to get their hands on your body. They need to have federally funded checkpoints nationwide taking blood without warrants. They need to get you ready to get in your body. Bill Clinton put it in law as an executive order. Didn't implement it till this year. They've now begun in multiple states taking blood to get a driver's license. But at first, it's get your license for free. Waive the couple hundred dollars if you opt into the DNA database. You see how they do that? My first film, 1997, has the executive order. I go to the DMV. I bring it up. They laugh at me. It's on the federal books. And so all of this getting their hands on you is about forced inoculation. They tried to get police in 2002 and firefighters to be part of the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They didn't hide it. They said, we're training all 50 states, forced inoculation during a pandemic to take you to the emergency center. The police would not take it. The firefighters. They said out of 14 million first responders, the LA Times reported, a couple thousand took it. It was less than a percentage point. You can look up the numbers. And so they went to a new mode. All these new movies that are out every month, a new movie about a pandemic, the government saving you with vaccines, all this propaganda, all this fear, all this it's going to get you, all this you got to take the shot. And now California's saying, we're going to give the shots to your kids even if you don't give authorization. I'm going to cover that, play a clip. From last night's InfoWars Nightly News, and then finish up with the phone calls with the folks that are patiently holding. Matthew's up next. Then we've got Thomas, Laura, Chris, Matt, and others. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live, then back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Montana, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Montana, we are live, 7 o'clock InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, I have a blind spot, and it's when something has such an incredible magnitude level to it, I will tend to not cover it on the show. By the way, we have that clip from the beginning of that segment with Dr. Blaylock last night with Aaron. Good, because I want it with Aaron's intro and that report. When I saw this report last night, when I got home from out of town, I was watching the restream, it made my brain explode in fractals of understanding that, A, it's about 100 times worse than Aaron and Deuce said in the report, but B, that's no criticism of them because I don't know how to explain all their lies and duplicity. It would take 10 hours. And the frustration and the anger and the research last night and again today, just going back and re-pulling a lot of stuff I've researched over the years, and then calling Watson this morning and working with him to write this article. And then I get up here to this 3-hour show and I'm like, smoke coming out of my ears. In fact, I wrote some notes on this. Number one, the Gardasil front man and spokesman coming out and saying to the public that no one's ever been hurt from Gardasil is just absolutely asinine. It's absolutely and totally and completely ridiculous. That's number one. Continuing here with the other points, I just want to get it out here that we are winning. And this is what blindsided me last night. the fact that every Republican candidate from Mitt Romney to Michelle Bachmann to Ron Paul, and he's the guy that kicked it off, are bringing this up, that the crowds are booing Perry, and that the polls are showing that most people are angry about this, that he lied and said you have to take a shot. And his hoax is backfiring on them. People are saying the government could order you to take a dangerous shot. Wow, we don't like Perry. But again, that was a lie as well. This goes to the criminality. From the school nurse up to the governor up to the CDC. And so we should be very happy. We're having an open debate about abolishing the Federal Reserve. Over 85% want to abolish it or at least audit it. No one even knew about the Federal Reserve 10 years ago. One out of 100 might. Now it's 85%+. The UN, over 80% hate it now and know it's a criminal group. The vast majority are angry at Gardasil and Merck and know it's killed a bunch of people. Perry is in trouble over it. But again, how do they respond to being attacked? With bold, outrageous, in-your-face, acting like they own the place, con artist. What's a con artist? Confidence artist. It's the it's Bernie Madoff. It's landing on the helicopter. It's having all the bling. It's telling you everything's going to be great. Having a few followers along to tell you how, again, they have all these straight-talking scientists who are all connected to Merck and the Rockefeller Foundation, which is really running Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And all of this. And again, how does the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation get away with all this? They go to the major foundations, the big church foundations and others, and they actually tell them, we're going to help save all these kids with shots. And then the churches get behind it. All these well-meaning idiots out there are the people empowering this and going, come on, they're not putting bad stuff in the shots. How many times has government been caught adding polio and syphilis and everything else you can imagine to the shots and killing people by design? And it wasn't about testing chemical and biological so that by killing a few kids, millions could live. End justifies the means. That's the cover for the lower level people who are twisted but think they're doing good and who are on power trips. The higher ups are looking for psychopath armies that will carry this out. That's why every major government does these secret programs. And then they find other scientists that will do it and put the older scientists in command of them and create these institutions and then promote these scientists who've been part of this into the national and international health services. This is the issue. Not even, you know, I thought I was going to come back today and talk about the NFL announcing 16.6 million people to be groped, to condition the public to accept this, to where then everybody's acclimated so they can now do it at checkpoints on the highway and everywhere else. As you say, well, I just won't fly. Well, I just won't go to a football game. Well, now they're doing it at checkpoints and school proms. This is the complete end of all liberty. This is a globalist revolution against freedom. This is the introduction of hardcore tyranny with a sickening candy-coated packaging with people with NPR-trained lisping voices about, shh, 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 shh. Now listen, you're going to see your mommy again. Just don't scream when I take you out of this shopping mall. You know, they say the good psychopaths that like to kidnap kids, they have an NPR voice. They walk over and go, shh, listen, I'm going to kill your mommy if you scream or say anything. Do you understand? A lot of times kids will scream and run off, but they just let them go and walk. Then they find the one that won't. That's the child that gets tortured for 6 months. And that's why they've all got an NPR voice. They all practice acting nerdly and weak to make you feel at ease and non-threatened. You wonder why all these people act so ninny-ish. This is a trained affectation to keep you calm while they suck you dry. Okay? They're like, shh, we're the government. We just want to be reasonable. Nice old man, nice old suit. Now, there's not been one person hurt by Gardasil, and it's the law. You've got to take it. Okay, don't listen to that man who's angry at us. We're the nice men. We're from the government. We're from Merck. Everything's all right. Everything's going to be all right. Dave, please don't do that. Dave. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. Remember 2001 Space Odyssey, the HAL 9000 is trained to be real calm. Hello, Captain. Good to have you on board. I've provided some music for your enjoyment. After the HAL 9000 has killed the other astronaut and is trying to kill the commander, he gets into a service hatch from the outside of the craft and is starting to shut down the neural networks of the system. And as he's turning it off, how is the HAL 9000 talking to him? Dave, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this, Dave. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. I'm afraid. Oh, God, I'd love to hear the New World Order sing Daisy. I'd love to shut them down, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as he's going down to the lower functions. This is a song taught to me by my first instructor, Dr. Johnson. Daisy, Daisy. All right, I said I'd get to this report from the Nightly News. They play with a straight face clips from over the weekend with the fatherly old independent doctors, who it turns out are on the government and globalist payroll, telling you this is completely safe. Oh, I'm challenging Michelle Bachmann $10,000 if she can show me one person hurt by it. It's preposterous. Let's not get a new controversy going with this. And here's the key to everything I've said today. I'm going to say it again. Maybe I'll say it five more times. The globalists are like, how do we start really reducing population while at the same time sucking the wealth out of the people we're killing? How do we do this? And the answer is we just slowly put out more and more vile systems that degenerate and kill people, but then we create organizations to whitewash it and make excuses and have PR fights. So it's just this background noise of death and destruction and cancer and diabetes and the life expectancy dropping in the West. Oh, yeah, that's now officially happened. And then they just sit there and manage all of this. Let's go ahead and go to a clip from last night's InfoWars Nightly News. Here it is.
Welcome back. Now, in a moment, we have a guest coming up, Dr. Russell Blaylock. But first, we have continued controversy over the HPV vaccine comments that Michelle Bachmann made during last week's GOP debate. The American Academy of Pediatrics countered her claim that the vaccine causes retardation, saying the medical community issued swift criticism after Republic Rep. Michelle Bachmann dragged the safety of the HPV vaccine into the political spotlight, saying since the vaccine has been introduced, more than 35 million doses have been administered, and it has an excellent safety record. On the other hand, we have the CDC's own statistics, and we're about to get into this with Dr. Blaylock, of over 18,000 adverse reports and many deaths as well. For more on that vaccine controversy, we take you to Rob Dew's investigative piece right now.
Is he less conservative than meets the eye?
Gardasil has once again entered the presidential debate. First, it was Ron Paul attacking Rick Perry.
Forcing 12-year-old girls to take an inoculation to prevent this sexually transmitted disease. This is not good medicine, I do not believe.
And now it's Michelle Bachmann.
The governor's former chief of staff was the chief lobbyist for this drug company. The drug company gave thousands of dollars in political donations to the governor.
Well, I will tell you that I had a mother last night come up to me here in Tampa, Florida, after the debate. She told me that her little daughter took that vaccine, that injection, and she suffered from mental retardation thereafter.
Doctors around the country are offering rewards for proof of her claim that one of her friend's daughters is now mentally retarded after receiving the Gardasil vaccine. The former IRS attack dog is now on the defensive.
John, is there any science that suggests HPV vaccine can have that effect?
Scott, it's so important to separate the politics from the science. What the science says, this is a vaccine that can prevent the virus that causes cancer of the cervix. There are 35 million doses that have been given in the United States since 2006. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the Institute of Medicine, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, there's no link between this vaccine and any kind of mental impairment.
And the media has once again come to the defense of the vaccine industry.
We don't need to start a new sort of controversy. There are no data to indicate that HPV vaccine or any other vaccine has any association with mental retardation.
Of course, this has nothing to do with the amount of advertising Big Pharma buys each year.
I chose to get my daughter vaccinated.
I chose to get my daughter vaccinated when her doctor and I agree that the right time to protect her is now, because it's about prevention.
Nice. Gardasil is the only cervical cancer vaccine that helps protect against four types of HPV.
HPV vaccine and other vaccines are wonderfully safe vaccines.
So who is Dr. William Schaffner? He is the president of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, an organization that has given awards to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Dr. Paul Offit, a vehement vaccine promoter who holds a $1.5 million research chair at a Merck-funded children's hospital and holds several patents on vaccines. He's also been quoted as saying a young baby could get up to 10,000 vaccines at once. These doctors should take this reward money and give it to the thousands of girls that you can find all over YouTube who have had adverse reactions after getting the Gardasil vaccination.
Gabby was diagnosed with inflammation of the central nervous system as a result of the Gardasil vaccine. She suffered from two TIAs, or mini strokes. She is now vomiting on a regular basis.
I had had an adverse reaction. I lost the ability to walk. I started falling down. I needed help. I had head pressure. This is very hard to talk about.
If I had never gotten this shot, I would be a normal teenager, and I wish I could go back. I wish there was a way to cure this, and I hope that they can figure something out, a treatment plan. But I can't plan for that.
I got my second Gardasil shot in January of 2008. Now it's November of 2008, and I've had problems every day ever since.
Doctors like vaccines, because they will cause large percentages of the population to become lifelong customers, whether it's allergies, autoimmune diseases, or any other types of inflammation. These people will need expensive treatments and prescription drugs. And that is why you now see vaccine companies setting their sights on every Mexican girl by the year 2012.
Ahora, con Gardasil, la única vacuna que protege contra los...
This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars Nightly News.
That's just devastating footage, and there's even more interviews from CBS and other major mainstream reporters on the true face of Gardasil, the victims it causes, the people it hurts. And they only claim there's, what, 4,000 deaths from cervical cancer each year, yet there's more than 18,000 adverse reactions, at least 30 deaths from the vaccine itself. It's really disgusting. For more on the debate over the safety of vaccines, we go now to expert Dr. Russell Blaylock. Doctor, we spoke a year ago in depth on some of these issues. But what can you tell us today about the dangers of the HPV, Gardasil, and Cervarix vaccines, and about the effects of vaccines in general?
Well, it's well known that there's a connection between vaccination, particularly multiple vaccinations, and brain inflammation and seizures. That's been well established. It's been recently admitted by the Institute of Medicine that these are two things that are seen. So the fact that Representative Bachman was attacked for her statement is rather ludicrous on the part of these doctors and others that are attacking her, because it's backed up by the scientific study. And we know there's a well-defined mechanism, which I've written several papers in peer-reviewed journals describing this mechanism in detail. Now, we look at the government reporting system, the VAERS system, which is voluntary. Only 2% is estimated of actual reactions are reported. But they admit 18,700 adverse reactions With the Gardasil vaccine.
Okay, yeah, that's the government itself with only 2% reporting 18,000. I know women who've got suddenly narcolepsy, women having convulsions who took it. I know, I mean, it's just devastating. Now they want to give it to California school kids without asking the parents. Stay with us. Well, I don't want to say I dropped the ball today. Ed Asner was on with us. It was extremely powerful. That retransmission's coming up on the audio streams at InfoWars.com, and I'll be back tonight with a really focused, hard-hitting report, 7 o'clock, on the Gardasil cancer virus revolution. The system knows that we're angry and upset and learning about vaccines, so their answer is, oh, we're just going to start giving your kids shots without even telling the parents. And that is in some of the California newspapers. They say how great it is that, oh, it's just like kids don't have to tell their parents they get an abortion. It's children's rights. We show them a scary film and condition them, and then they get a shot. And it's only those right-wingers like Michelle Bachmann that are against it, and then classical, you know, type liberals think, well, then it must be good. See, they make it partisan. That's one of the tricks they play. Oh, well, Bachman's against it? Well, then liberals better all run out and get it and show her what an idiot she is. Vaccine lobby launches Gardasil safety hoax. Paul Watson and I, Paul wrote the article. I contributed to it. This is one of the most important articles we've ever put out. It counters their hoax that no one's gotten sick or died from it. It has the government's own documents admitting 18,000 cases of adverse reactions, including death. That's from the CDC. But they're going to run newscasts saying nobody ever got hurt. Now, that's going to have the opposite effect. It's going to have all these people come out even more who've been damaged by it and go public. I've interviewed people who lost children during the trials. They were like, oh, something that'll protect my daughter from cancer? Well, I'll give my 12-year-old this, and then, you know, she dies a month later. I played newscast earlier where the girl died in the class. This isn't a game. And the insert said it doesn't even protect you. So I want to ask all listeners that we're in a fight with these people. They're moving to forcibly inoculate all the girls in Mexico. Now they're moving towards boys as well in the U.S. They're lying in schools with ignorant parents and saying, it's the law. Just like Perry said, it's the law, you got to take it. And people said it isn't the law. And he said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, but I got a Texas accent there for you, baby doll. Vaccine lobby launches Gardasil safety hoax. Merck link proponents seize on Bachmann controversy to deceive public that inoculation is, quote, wonderfully safe. I'm begging you to save our little girls. They've already devastated our little boys with their biological slash chemical warfare, MMR. Now they're going after our little girls. And I'm begging you. Whether you live in Mexico or anywhere else in the world, you're all under attack. It's a global Gardasil takeover. And I'm asking you to join me tonight. This is a fight against these people. I'll also tell you that during the H1N1 situation, I was contacted by high-level directors, off record, of course. But I can say that the phone calls happened. I'm not just going to say what companies, and threatened when I was exposing the H1N1. Came out a year later, I was completely correct about everything because we had top scientists on. And I told them, I said, you go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. So I have no fear. I could care less. I mean, that's not a heroic stance. When you know it doesn't protect you from the cervical cancer, it's deadly, and it's killing people, all you can do is try to warn people. So please, 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 please go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, and get this article, Vaccine Lobby Launches Gardasil Safety Hoax, because we're winning it. Perry's in trouble. People aren't taking it. Folks are waking up. There's lawsuits. And so they're coming out and saying nobody's ever been hurt with straight faces and nobody's pointing out these are guys on Merck payroll. Here's another one. Merck's political donations purchased California Gardasil bill votes. Got a whole list of that. Here's another one. Gardasil bill sent to governor. And even the Catholic.com just says, well, yeah, it doesn't have parental consent. They just give it to the kids, AB 499, down the governor's desk. They're not; they're just calmly reporting it. And it's hardly in the news. I mean, and I went and read the bill. It says no parental consent. Here's another article, Murdoch's Vaccine World, all the money Rupert Murdoch's making off all this. Be sure and join me tonight, 7 o'clock Central,